So we're going to talk about
it. All right. Good day. Good morning. It is what? November 20th? It is Thanksgiving.
No. You got it all wrong. It's November 19th.
It is? Wow. Yes. I'm so wrong in the podcast right now.
Let's restart this right now.
We're not going to restart it. We're going to keep going. Let's keep going. So it is November 19th. It's a Monday. My daughter, Leona, is up. We have another little daughter, Caitlin, but she is sleeping. She is not having it right now.
Nuh-uh.
We have Tiberius in the house who
He's
is sleeping.
Too.
And then Elias. Elias
and
is
me.
Up. Elias should be at. Oh, who is. What is her name?
Ashley.
She's an American Girl doll. And she's here hanging out, having a conversation. So right now,
is
we
this
just.
YouTube?
It's called Anchor. It's a podcast, and they put it on different channels so different people can listen to it. So, you know, I can add it onto you guys' phones, and you guys can listen to it whenever you want.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Got it now.
Well, you can find it on your phone on Apple.
Okay, found it. I found the video. I found the memory thing.
Okay, so right now Elias is on his phone, which he shouldn't be.
No.
Yeah. But we're talking about the African American Museum and slavery and for African Americans and the roots of our culture, because we're all mixed up. We have Pacific Islander, West Indian, Black, African, Caribbean, American.
Everything.
We're all mixed up, right? See, that's you at the African American Museum. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's so.
So I was going to say, what we were talking about. Okay, take that off for a second. Let's take that off, phone off the phone. We were talking about, what were you just talking about? You're talking about going to a cemetery for the first time.
Yeah. She wrote a story.
Yes.
And next time we could do it, if my phone was charged, I could read the story.
Uh-huh, and read the story.
Read the story on this.
Okay.
But my phone's not charged.
Yeah.
I always charge my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to charge you in a little bit so, you know, we can do another podcast.
Like
so, yeah, we can do one. You can do as multiple podcasts as you want. We have a list, and it saves all our podcasts.
I don't know what podcast I want to do next.
Because it's like the closest thing to YouTube, and I want to be a YouTuber.
You want to be a YouTuber?
Mm-hmm. I'm already a YouTuber, but it's going really bad.
It's
right
good,
now.
But it's also, that's why I thought of doing the podcast, because the podcast is safe. You know, no one sees what you look like.
Yeah, so it's the closest
But some people play video games.
So I
like Roblox.
Yeah.
Roblox.
So we went to a cemetery, right? So I was telling my youngins that, you know.
What are youngins?
Young children. Children
like
you have.
Me.
Youngins, yeah.
Yes, like
so
me.
We have. I forgot what I was about to say. Okay, you know, when my mom passed away years ago.
I took a picture of her gravestone, and she was. And she died in 2004.
Yes, she did.
I was about 22 years old.
I wrote a story.
It is sad. But mom was very, that's a picture right there. But my mom was a very strong woman. And she was like, I had a lot of like little allergy problems. And she got, when she passed away, it was because of her she was allergic to something, and it actually just took her life.
My grandma told me, I keep thinking cancer, but my grandma told me
it's
about
not cancer, it's food.
About something she ate.
Yes, if I'm saying she had something she ate. But, you know, she was always sick, but she always fought through it. But, you know, sometimes things happen when it's a time to go. But I wanted to go to her gravesite because I always pass it when we drive back and forth. And
to New York, to Virginia.
Yeah, so she's on my way home, on my way back, in my way into New York. So we went and saw it, because I wanted her to see you guys, because we went before. Remember, she didn't have a headstone, and I went and put a headstone on there.
Wait, you put a headstone or flowers?
That headstone is what I brought. I got it made.
I never saw the headstone.
Yeah, that's why I said we just put that on it. Because remember, we went before, it wasn't no headstone, remember?
Yeah.
And, you know, when my mom passed away, we weren't financially stable like that, my sister and I. So we were able to bury her, and we got a lot of money to bury her.
Y'all bury her?
Yes.
That's scary.
But we got someone to do that for us. We had a ceremony, we did all that stuff.
Like how when Nell got money.
Yes. And then we didn't put a headstone on, but I put the headstone on, and I felt like when we put the headstone on, my mom was at peace, and she can rest in peace until the resurrection, which we won't get into that.
So why did you put the resurrection?
We couldn't put a headstone on because when someone passes away and that she went to a new part of a cemetery.
What do you mean a new part?
It was just new, the cemetery that she got buried in. So they didn't even want a headstone on there for almost 2 years because the floor wasn't stabled. They wanted to make sure that the ground is not. I don't want to get into that. It's kind of scary. It's not scary, but it could be scary for you guys.
Just talk about it. How about that?
Okay. So basically, they have to make sure the ground is stable and the foundation is good. So when they put the headstone on, it doesn't cause any issues. So after years passed, things went on with life, and you know, I joined the military, and and then all this stuff happened, and then I was like, you know what? You know, other family members were going to put a headstone on. And then, you know, I got blessed and I went and brought one and I put one on. And then I was like really happy that it's there. And we have a place to remember my mom and come and see her, you know, whenever I want to.
Like, why didn't you put rest in peace, like rip in on
RIP?
No one really puts that no more.
They don't?
Because
it's
like
scary sometimes.
People want to put like words, you know, they don't want to put rest in peace. They want to put sleep in peace, LL, sleep in peace. People want to put like love you, mom, miss you, you're always in our heart.
Trending for life.
People put whatever. You remember in the cemetery, you saw that car?
What car?
You didn't see that car in the cemetery? Somebody got that car made into a headstone. Didn't see it? I was like, oh my God, it was like a BMW, a Mercedes.
It was a big Mercedes or a small car?
A big Mercedes, old style Mercedes, box Mercedes. I didn't even know what kind of series, but let's move on.
I saw, so yesterday, so when we went to New Jersey Cemetery, I saw Mickey and Minnie on top of someone's gravestone.
Oh, wow. They probably liked Mickey and Minnie. That's why.
7 minutes passed.
Yes.
Well.
Just talking.
If you pass away, I'm going to put them on there.
Mickey and Minnie. Okay.
I'm putting a hologram so you can't slap them.
You going to put a hologram?
But you can't break the projector.
I'm going to break the projector. I don't care.
That would scare people if you walk past my grave site, you know, whenever that happens.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked, dirty.
A hologram?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
It'll be a vampire, Mickey, and a vampire, all right, Minnie.
Let's think about living. So let's move on to living. So, you know, Leona went to the cemetery for the first time. Thought it was scary. Because, you know, on TV, they make it look scary, right?
Uh-huh. Like
but people
Halloween.
Go there every day to visit their loved ones. Every day. People just go and visit their loved ones.
And Caitlin thinks there's zombies in there.
Because that's what TV make you seem like.
He told her that.
I was just kidding.
I thought that too, because when I was little, I saw a movie called Night of the Living Dead, where people would come out the caskets and start walking around the cemetery.
Oh, like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I don't even like The Walking Dead.
I never saw it.
Do you like scary movies?
I love scary movies.
No, you don't, Liars.
Show me some killing stuff.
Yeah, right. That's not scary. That's violence.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I like violence.
No, you don't. Scary.
You do?
You don't like scary.
But you like telling scary stories.
I do.
Remember when we was here? Like, I want to tell scary stories.
I remember. So Wendy had a computer, so we was all sitting there, and he was talking about scary stories.
Can we do that again?
With the lights off.
But that's not so scary.
But
see, you like
to me it was not spooky.
It wasn't spooky at all.
If Pat and Jen was watching this, it's not spooky.
Who's Pat and Jen?
You don't know those YouTubers? Oh my God!
Who are them?
So they're YouTubers on YouTube.
So you said you want to be a YouTuber. Like, what would you talk about on you if you were a YouTuber?
Well, I wouldn't like talk. I would like make movies.
Okay.
Like
I want to make an iMovie.
I will also like show how to make crafts, and I also show how to make drawings, and I had a lot of other things. When I was talking to my grandma about it, what I do, but
Mom.
I had like a lot of things. Oh, and
ow!
Be careful.
And I'll like do. I saw JoJo Siwa. She has a YouTube channel. Do this. She let somebody like she let like a little kid tell her what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna try to do that and see how it is.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna make it a boy. I'm not gonna make it you or you because because JoJo Siwa had a boy and then he made her eat dog food.
Dog food?
And it's not gonna be KK. She's gonna tell me to poopy something.
Yeah.
What do you mean to poopy something?
Like, she's gonna just tell me, go make a poo-poo.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm like, eat some poop.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah. So she'll, like, she'll put everything in the.
Well, that's cool.
Of
so,
poop.
You wanna do arts and craft? You wanna have somebody.
She like had iMovie on her phone.
Yeah, okay, so we were gonna do we were gonna do iMovie, remember? I gotta show you what we're gonna do.
It's oh, yeah, called, I remember that video. It's called Super Elias.
Yeah.
So it's like, but it doesn't have any like
it's called
pictures in it.
It's called Super Elias, but it's all family. So it's his birthday, right? So we're gonna make a video based on
So when we go to Cloud Nine,
I'll show it to you in a little bit.
Mom.
I'll show it to you. So we can just put on whatever outfit we want to put on and have our own little stance. So
can we do it right now?
Mom?
Well, I need Caitlin to be up for us to do it and your dad to be here so we can do it later.
Well,
because it has to be everybody.
Mom?
Yeah.
I was thinking that
Tyson has to wake up.
He may or may not.
So like when we go to Cloud Nine for my fake birthday, you can probably videotape Leona going on the leap of death, like trying like to squash all the bad guys so there'll be no more bad guys in that pool.
Will you make the jump?
So when we go on so we can call it the leap of death. So we can go.
I just don't like it because I don't know how to get out.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out of there.
It's hard to get out the phone. That's why I've been struggling for like 10 minutes.
Get stuck in there.
You won't. I'll help you out. They won't let nobody jump until you come out anyway.
And what if I'm not close to the edge?
You'll get there.
I'll pull you out. What if you don't like take the thing and you swing and flip all the way to the back and land on the wall?
I'm not gonna flip. I'm just gonna go.
Like that?
I'm just gonna jump.
You gotta do it?
I'm not gonna swing so far away.
You're just gonna leap off the thing. Yeah, because sometimes when
I'm just gonna grab it and then
sometimes
just go a little bit and jump.
You don't have to do it now.
I was scared too, but I ziplined, so I don't should be scared anymore.
I'm not gonna zipline. I'm just gonna move back and then
jump
like that.
Okay.
I'm not going out
and swing. No, yeah, it sounds scary.
All right, so we talked about. Okay, all right, so let's get the conversation back in row.
Okay.
So cemeteries are not as scary when you don't know because everybody's scared of death. Death is something that no one wants to experience.
I already experienced it.
Yeah, it's very scary. And it's very sad when your parents pass away because, you know, you're used to them and if something happens to them, you're never going to see them again. But you always have to pray and hope that you're going to see them again one day.
And
we don't
the
know.
Spirit world.
Hey,
yes.
It's been 13
But they'll be dressed
yes.
in gold.
Wow, that's a lot of minutes.
Yes, it is.
All
right, so today again, we talked about cemetery. We talked about being a YouTuber.
We didn't talk about poop.
Poop was just saying that, you know, like Kaylin would probably be the one to, like, you know, pause, say poo-poo stuff.
Yay.
Yeah.
Seriously?
We talked about, like, making a superhero video.
Oh, yeah.
An iMovie.
Yeah, it's called Super Life.
And,
The superhero video was the iMovie?
Yes.
So, I just have a question. Can you put stuff, can you put fake stuff in the iMovie?
Yeah.
So, like, let's say you have pictures of bad guys. Can you, like, make them go in the video?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can upload pictures from, like, Google
yeah.
and stuff.
Ooh.
You can do it however you want to, so.
She has iMovie. Ow!
iMovie, too.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No,
I don't. If you do, I saw it on your phone one day.
Where?
Everybody has iMovie, unless I took it out. She may not have it, so that's why I took it out. All right, so we're going to sign off. So, everybody say, talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
And it's me, Ashley.
Bye.
Love you.
Little finger.
Love you. Mm-hmm.